I had, when I was in my 20s, and many of you know this story, but I had an experience while sailing into the South, to the South Pacific, that really was a demonstration of what I've just been talking about. I was invited to spend 6 months on a yacht in French Polynesia. And the man that invited me was an infant away student. And I was looking at this as the grand adventure of my life. My mother and Emma Goldsmith and other people were here. There'd been a class just before we were going to go and leave for the South Pacific. And both of them said, I was crazy to do this. Said, this is a, you know, this is going to be an initiation. I thought, well, I don't care. I want to see. I want to see the islands. And I was holding this all in a sense. I was very naive and innocent, I guess, because I think that the other people that knew this man better had seen more of his human nature, and I hadn't really seen much of it at all. So when we get on this small boat, and I've committed myself to 4 or 5 months, you know, out in the islands of the Pacific, I discovered that we just didn't get along very well. There is a, Saunders been studying, taking this course that has some very interesting principles. And one of the principles in dealing with people is called respect or invalidation. And it's a very subtle way that people relate to one another, and if they are in, if their ego is really dominant, they manipulate through this giving and taking, you might say. And it's very subtle. I mean, you can invalidate somebody with just a shrug or a, oh, really? And suddenly, you know, you're not being nasty, you're not being unkind in a sense, but it's letting the other person know that you don't respect them or that you don't consider what they're doing to be important. And in that, you are taking away from that individual their sense of individuality in a way. And because unless that individual is conforming to what your concept of someone should be, this way of dealing with someone, it's kind of like the old reward and punishment syndrome, but it is, you know, or giving or withholding love, but it's on a much subtler basis. And until Sandra had shared that principle with me, I didn't realize that that really was the nature of what was happening on this trip. Nothing that I did met with the skipper's approval. And the more that I did not meet his expectations, the more I tried, and the more I tried, the less I succeeded. So it was a very frustrating time. And that kind of a relationship creates animosity, it creates resentment, it creates anger. And what happens when that dynamics takes place? Well, then you're just completely in this conceptual subjective world, and it's very hard, you know, to let that spiritual awareness come into this. And for every good, pleasurable moment we had being in the islands, there was an equal number of difficult moments in just the operating of the yacht and, you know, the whole dynamics. And I went through this for 2 months on all these islands, and finally on the way back to Hawaii after leaving the Marquesas, I was on deck alone at night, and it was those light winds, kind of like this, a moonless night, no clouds, the stars were absolutely incredible, and I was feeling so low and so discouraged about everything that I was looking down into the ocean, and I saw the stars reflected in the sea. And suddenly, I was taken out of this dynamics and this context. And I had an experience, that experience of real oneness. I saw the stars in the sea and the stars in the sky, and I was in the sea, and there was suddenly this whole sense of oneness. And what came with that sense of oneness was forgiveness. There was a complete release. There was no apology. It was not in the realm of pardon. This was a forgiveness that took place as an activity of spiritual consciousness. And I kept it secret. I didn't mention it. It was a night that I will never forget. And the next day, when we were all on deck, there was a complete different atmosphere on the boat. And from that moment on, it was as if everything that was in my consciousness was celebrating this freedom. And what it was, and what I realized, was that I basically have a fearless nature. We started this trip in strong winds, and it was big seas, and I thought it was great. The owner was so worried, he was worried that things would break and we would sink and all this kind of stuff. It never crossed my mind that that could happen, because I just thought this was great sailing. And that sense of fear in him produced this kind of resentment. What I found that I began fearing was being with him, because I feared that feeling. I didn't want to have that feeling of resentment. I didn't want to have a feeling of animosity, of hatred. And so the fear is not just the fear of what's going to happen to you. Sometimes that fear is that you don't want to be in the presence of someone because of what it does to you. And that is what broke. I woke up the next morning and went on deck, and there was no sense of any tension. There was no fear. All there was really was this sense of love. I was so grateful. I was so grateful that I was invited on this trip. I was so grateful for all the experiences that I had. And that when this final release came, it showed me that through forgiveness, which is an act of God, not a human act, it restores every good, beautiful relationship. It restores every sense of love that has ever been between individuals or between people to the whole earth. And it was as if even the yacht picked this up. It was not a very fast boat to begin with, and that was one of the frustrations. I kept wanting to go faster, and the owner said, no, we don't want to go faster. Why would we want to go faster? It's like, well, because it's more fun to go fast, isn't it? But after this experience, the wind picked up in the right direction. The owner said, well, let's put up every sail. The boat never went faster. Everything was as unbelievable of 3 or 4 days as I've ever experienced. Even to the animals. We had birds. An albatross spent a whole day playing around the masthead. The boat would go like this, and this bird, for some reason, I don't know if he wanted to land there and it kept moving or what it was, but it was the funniest, the most entertaining. And then the next day, we ran into a whole school of pilot whales that wanted to surf the bow wave of the boat. And they would come up, and it had a bowsprit. And if you sat on the bowsprit, as the boat came down a wave, a whale would be right underneath you, and you could rub its back with your feet. That lasted for a whole afternoon. And so it was just this wonderful celebration of joy. And I think that this whole thing, it could have happened without the experience that I had, but for me, that experience lifted this whole thing, and I realized that these kind of experiences are the most valuable teaching tools one can have. As Joel said, that I read yesterday, going through 2 world wars, going through depressions, making lots of money, losing money, all of these things that seem to go on in the human sense of life, when you know that there is this spiritual eye, there is this spiritual dimension, as as Joel said, it's a happy ending. There's always a happy ending. Because the ending, whether the ending is at the end of a lifetime or whether the ending is at the end of an episode, when that ending is the realization of the presence of God, there can be nothing but joy. There can be nothing but fulfillment.